Father, we thank you this morning, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O Lord. We exhort you. You are good. You are kind. You are God. You are not a man. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We bless your name, O Lord. We exhort you. Thank you, Father. We worship you. Lord, we exhort you. We lay our crown, O Lord, and we worship you for your mercy, for your grace, for the love that you have shown unto us, for your compassion. Lord, we exhort you. We cannot but to lift up our hands, lift up our hearts, and bless your name. Thank you, Father. We worship you. We lay it to heart to say thank you. And Father, today we ask that you will bless us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 14th of April, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. I stand upon the word of the Lord. I declare over this day, you are a day of blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, you are a day of favor for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, his blessing is upon me. His grace is poured out upon me. In the name of Jesus, today I declare lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord God is upon me. In the name of Jesus, today I enjoy all the benefit of the favor of the Lord. I enjoy all the benefit of the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the constant flow of God's mercy. In the name of Jesus, I declare today the doors of blessing of this day is open unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I will not labor in foolishness. I will not labor in error. I will not labor in perversion. In the name of Jesus, my work today is towards harvest. In the name of Jesus, I labor under the favor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the eyes of the Lord is upon me. The favor of the Lord is upon me. The blessings of the Lord is upon me. I am the plantation of the Lord. I am watered by the Lord. I am watered by the flow from his presence. In the name of Jesus, the grace of God is upon my day. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by my Lord Jesus. I am blessed of the Lord. As for me, the blessings of the Lord is upon the works of my hand. As I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord and I step out this day, it is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profits. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever I lay my hand upon today, will turn to profit. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever I lay my hands upon today, receive life. In the name of Jesus, I receive help in scarcity. I receive help in scarcity. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, the light of God shines upon me. The darkness of this season has no place in me. I arise today and I shine forth the light of God. In the name of Jesus, I declare that any weapon that is put together to stand against me, they will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, every tongue that arises itself up to condemn me, to pass judgment over me, they are condemned. In the name of Jesus, their words become of no effect. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. The grace of God is upon me. In the name of Jesus, the Lord anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. Today, the Lord placed my feet upon my high places and I walk upon them with grace. The blessings of the Lord is upon me. I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am preserved from all evil. I am preserved from the evil of the day. All that is in this day work together for my blessing. All that is in this day work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, today we are going to continue on the subject of the word of the Lord. You know, by the grace of God, I told you that this month of April, we are going to be looking into the scripture. We are going to be looking at the word of the Lord itself. Beloved, I don't want you to just listen to this podcast for this month in vain. But I want something to develop in you. That is the desire to search the scripture, the desire to sit down with the Bible, not just turning the Bible to a traditional book that you take to church every Sunday and for Bible study, and after that you drop it. Not just a traditional book that you use as a reference point for a particular scripture that you hear somebody quote, but that you yourself, you sit down with the word of the Lord and you search within the pages of the scripture. For within the pages of that word that you are holding is life. Only if you allow the Spirit of the Lord to breathe upon you. Without the Holy Spirit breathing upon that word that you are reading, it is just ink and paper. This month of April, I truly want a desire to grow in you, to look deep into the word of truth, to search deep into the word of life. The Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit will minister to you in the name of Jesus. Remember, our anchor scripture for the month of April is from the book of John chapter 8 verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The freedom that is in the word of the Lord comes only into your life by knowing, and you cannot know except you sit down and study. When you know the truth, you read the truth, you know the truth, you practice, you do the truth, then liberty that is in the word will come to you. So by the grace of God this morning, I want to go further in telling you about the word of the Lord. Beloved, if you want to see God, you want to see his ways, you want to see the wonders and majesty of his works, you want to see the marvelous deed and marvelous acts of the Lord, how God parted the Red Sea for the children of Israel, how God brought manna from heaven for them every day before they wake up and they will see food to eat right in the middle of the wilderness. You want to see wonders that can never be done by the hands of men. You want to see the glorious deed of God, then read the scripture. Read the word of the Lord. Let me tell you this morning, one easy way and one sure way for you as a child of God to see God and to see how God works is through the word of the Lord. It's through the word of the Lord. You want to understand him. You want to see God, how he works, how he does his things, is through the scripture. You have to sit with the word and read the word. Sit down with the word and read the word. Allow the Holy Spirit to breathe upon you as you read the word. The Spirit, the power behind the word you read, is the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit sees your desire truly is to understand, to see God, then he breathe on you. The Holy Spirit breathe on you. And while you are reading, you find a particular verse or a chapter catching your attention. You find out that you are going over and over this particular verse, this particular chapter, as if you have never read it before in your life, as if you have never heard it before. It stays on your mind throughout the day. That is the Spirit of the Lord putting his word in your mind, trying to speak to you. If only you would take time out and sit with that particular verse and continue to read and read over. Continue to read and read. It is not just flipping through the pages, but reading for you to catch life. I told us last week that there is life in the word of the Lord. There is life in this scripture. There is life in the word of God. If you read the book of John chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 4, John chapter 1, the scripture says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Now go to verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now verse 5 says, the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. Listen, the word of the Lord brings life, because in his word, in him, is this life we are talking about. And this life is the life that will transcend to light, and it will transcend to life that stays within you. And you walk amidst men as wonders. You carry light. They look at you and they see that there is something different about you, because your life has been transformed by the light that is in the word of the Lord. If you look at the book of 1 John chapter 1 and you read verse 1 and verse 2, the scripture says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifest, and we have seen it, and we bear witness. Let me stop at that first part of verse 2. And for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and we bear witness. The life that is in the word of the Lord can transform your life only if you have the time to sit down, read the word, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister the word to you. Let me share this testimony with you. Psalm 23 has been a portion of the scripture that many of us, we know it, that we can even quote it in our sleep. But do you know, one day, this same Psalm 23, I was reading through, and verse 1 keep on playing in my mind the whole day, that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And it was just playing in my mind as if I've never heard it. And went back to the scripture, to that Psalm 23 verse 1, that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. For me, that time, it was the word that I needed, because I was in a midst of situation that no man can provide solution for me except God. And I got the answer from verse 1, that truly, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If I would just only rely and put everything at his feet and just give it up unto him, he is God is my shepherd. He's the one that provides for the birds that fly every day, and they have no thought of what they are going to eat or what they are going to hear, but God provides for them. How much more will God arise and provide for me if only I will submit unto him as my shepherd? The word had a lot of meaning to me, because for me, that was the life that I needed that particular time. So there is life in every single portion of the scripture. If only you will sit down to read, if only you allow the Holy Spirit to breathe upon you, you can only connect to the life of God through his word. You can only contact the life of the Spirit, the life that is in the scripture, when you sit to read the scripture. John chapter 6 verse 63, the B part, the words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. You can only access this life when you connect by the word of God. When you read the scripture, I told you last week that the Bible you carry around is not just ink on paper. It is the living word of God. It is the breath of life. It is the breath of God that is in your hand. It is the living word of God that is right there on the pages of the scripture that you carry around. It is your unmatched access to the mind of God. The word of God will definitely reveal the mind of God for you. It will reveal the mind of God and his ways to you. If your desire is to know God and want to relate with him, look into the word of the Lord. If your desire is to know God and to understand his ways, to see the beauty of his majesty, look into the word of the Lord. He will reveal himself to you. I told you this as well last week, that many of us would desire to have this whisper. You want to hear the voice of the Lord right in your ear. You desire the still small voice. I know it's beautiful for you as a child of God when your father speaks to you and you can hear him, you can hear his whisper right in your ear. Oh, what a beautiful thing. But why do you want to wait for the whisper when the first step to hearing the voice of God is right there in your hand? The Bible you carry around, you already have a book that contains the mind of God. It is your first step to identifying the voice of the Lord. It is your first step to understanding the voice of the Lord. It is your first step to knowing when your father is speaking to you. I'm going to stop here because of time and space, but I want you to hold this in your hand as you go today. The scripture is not just a reference book. Do not reduce the scripture to becoming a reference book to confirm what a Christian literature says. Don't just use the scripture to confirm what you hear on the radio or what you hear a preacher speak on the internet, maybe on social media. It's not just a reference book for you. For you, it is the source of life. For you, it is the source of truth. For you, it is the source of the blessing that God has for you. Don't just glance through the scripture, but look into the scripture for life. Don't just glance through it. Don't just pick a verse and begin to explore in the wrong direction, but look into the scripture to contact life, for the life that is in the word to transmit into you. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I pray for you that in the name of Jesus, as you carry the word of the Lord as you resolve to go back to the scripture. Spirit of the Lord will breathe upon you, will minister to you. The word will bring life unto you, will give understanding to your heart. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. I bless you with the word of the Lord. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The gracious hand of the Lord be upon you and your household. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, dearly beloved, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.